British record producer Adrian Sherwood made his name as a pioneer of the musical genre known as dub. Dub originated in Jamaica in the 1960s and 70s, an offshoot of reggae, taking source tracks from reggae hits and looping them, distorting them, to create a new song and sound that still had the vibe of the original. Sherwood latched onto dub when he was a lad in London, and starting in the early 80s, he stretched the musical boundaries of dub, crossing into, among others, punk, rock, and electronica. We'll hear Adrian Sherwood tell us about his musical philosophy. First, here's the opening track from Adrian Sherwood's new solo album. A track called Balance from the new album Survival and Resistance by Adrian Sherwood. So there's dub in there, obviously, but what were you doing to these kind of fundamentals of dub to make it this 21st century piece of music?
I have attempted with this record to make one that doesn't sound, to be honest, like everybody else's stuff. I don't see having a woo-woo-woo-woo pressing the kind of dubstep button is going to make... I don't really want to sound like the rest of the pack, so I've tried to work on something using ingredients of space in the rhythm, and on this particular album, the whole album's made with drastic tuning. What you think is synthesizers is processed, detuned, and stretched percussions, for example. And I wanted to make a record that would you could listen to, meditate to, and have all the qualities of what I actually like about what I'm listening to, and I would want to play at my house or here on a big system.
You seem to have done that with utmost integrity as well. It's not just this.
You are very kind. You are very kind.
You've been in the music scene for such a while, Adrian Sherwood, and seen styles, musical styles, that you've championed rise in popularity and wane in popularity. What's it been like for you as a producer and purveyor of dub, reggae, punk, rock, electronic, to watch these tastes change over the years?
I think the legacy of the Jamaican music that I was such a fan of, you have to call it Jamaican music because it goes from ska to rock steady to blue beat to dancehall to one drop. It's an amazing legacy you've got there. If something stays on one level, it becomes nostalgia and it dies. I think it has to evolve, and I think the evolution of it, we now have dubstep, jungle and other variants, and I think it's really healthy because you could still drop any of those old tunes, the Jamaican tunes, and they would somehow fit in to the evolution of the process. So I think it's one of the healthiest areas that I've been occupying or been a part of in my adult life. And I'm very, I'm very up on the new stuff, and I think it's great as well.
The content in some of the words, though, has changed, too. I mean, as it is with hip-hop, reggae and dub used to be these kind of political platforms, and that seems to have changed.
I think we're going to have people railing politically again pretty soon. There's going to be a lot of people very angry about what's going on in our world. The complete militarization, et cetera, and the injustices, social injustices and stuff. In the 70s, we had a pretty similar vocal thing coming from elements in the States, Jamaica and London, and England, from the punky reggae party. Lots of politicised works from the States, and I think that'll come back again.
Does it ever feel like you're a fashion designer, like a clothing designer? You are a creator, but in some ways, you just don't know what's going to come next.
I think it's reflected more in the young people that they'll come along and like kick over the buildings that have been put up and or redesign them themselves. I think with me, I've followed a path that I've really liked, and I feel fortunate that a lot of the young people really, I still feel that particular vibe that fits in with the area that I love, to be honest.
British producer and musician Adrian Sherwood, his new solo album is Survival and Resistance. You can hear a 5-minute sample track at theworld.org. Eric Goldberg composed our theme music from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH. I'm Marco Werman. I tweet at Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.